What's the dangerous difference between a traditional office job and a virtual job? You can become virtually invisible working remotely. Before you fall off the radar, over-communicate to be a top-of-mind priority. When you work an office job, your boss and managers physically see you working. However, if you have a virtual office or are working as a freelancer or subcontractor remotely, it's easy to fade away from the mind of the person you report to, which over time could result in less hours or project assignments. The pitch challenge today: if you are a virtual worker, step up your communication game. It might feel weird at first if you haven't been checking in much, but staying over-connected will give you better job security. Start by simply checking in at the beginning and end of your day. You can send a quick email or text message signing on with your objectives and signing off with your accomplishments for the day. One of the luxuries of working virtually is that you have the freedom to run errands in the middle of the day or work while traveling. Keeping this information secretive is not wise, because if something blows up at the office and you are needed, it will become an aggravation to your boss or manager to find out that you are at the doctor's office or on a plane. If you are going to be out of pocket, especially if it's planned in advance, it's common courtesy to let others know your whereabouts so they can plan accordingly and have proper expectations for your response time. Always keep this in mind if you are working remotely. You must communicate more than your office counterparts do, or you risk being virtually passed by for that next project or promotion.